Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Coach Zim and your boy Carver High in the five hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. So just so you know, if your friends live in like a place, you know, let's say you have buddies and you're like, you haven't heard Pharrell? And they're like, I've never heard of Pharrell. That's like you're living in a cave or something. But if you have friends that don't get to hear me, a guy wrote me today, he said, are you on in the Twin Cities? We used to be, right? We've been on everywhere. And then eventually you never know what's going to happen. And stations change. They flip formats. They go to music or they change owners or whatever. You never know what's going to happen with the show anywhere, right? Constant change. It's painful, but it is what it is. So one of the ways you can get around it is you just listen on the streams on the app. So the radio.com app is kick-ass. So is the CBS Sports app. And Apple Music has CBS Sports Radio on it. All three of them work great. Plus, CBSSportsRadio.com does it. It streams. But they're like the radio.com and CBS Sports apps, those are kick-ass apps, and they work, I mean, Gandhi on your smartphone. You just click it, and boom, you're listening. It's that easy. And they're free. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store. It's also free and badass. It's got everything on the show that you can imagine on this app. It's just Gandhi. I keep telling you, go get it. It's free. You'll love it. The app's very cool. And then what else? We got the Instagram. Maybe you should take a picture tonight, Carver High, of my dolphin shirt that you want to punch me in the face for.
Yeah, I might do that with some comments, too. Maybe I'll
maybe we could have you punch me in the face, and Coach Zim can take a picture of it.
Because there have been people clamoring for they want more content.
Yeah.
They want more Instagram, and even some people on the Snapchat were like, yeah, I love what you guys do on there, but I want more than that.
It's not enough.
It's not enough that we give them what we give them on Snapchat. They want inside access to the Pharrell on the Bench show.
So you're telling me that they're not satisfied.
No, one guy today was just like, listen, you know, it's great that what you do on there, but I'm looking for more. He's like, I want more.
Is there more? What more is there to do on Snapchat?
You can do anything. It's like, he wants inside the show, you know, behind the scenes.
Really?
Or when Pharrell's shooting threes at the game, at the, you know, he wants stuff like that on.
You know, it's been hard lately for me to shoot the games, like tonight us losing in the semifinals, because my kids don't want to go to the games anymore because they think my team sucks now.
And even when Chop goes, it's hard for her to focus on the game.
She's so stoned. Like, it's like watching her do it is just a disaster. She'll film her, like, chest or something. She'll, like, be filming the game, and she'll turn the camera around, start talking to someone, and then just there'll be, like, a film of her arm.
But the snap would be a quick thing. She wouldn't have to stand there for minutes and minutes and minutes.
Is it the Snapchat do video, too?
Yeah, that's what we do every night with the
All right, so I could do more, like, me shooting bombs?
Right.
All right, well, I'll do more then.
People want more.
Maybe because I work out in a great place, maybe I could do some Snapchats of me, you know, shooting, and then maybe some live Snapchats of smoke shows at the gym.
This is what people
would that get me sued though? Like if I was creeping on chicks?
Just have to get them to sign a form beforehand.
I'll have them sign the Pharrella waiver.
But
ma'am, would it be all right if I took some imposing shots of you? If you'd sign this waiver, I'd gladly give you a donut.
But they're looking for more content.
So
I mean, it could be me slamming down beers on the weekend. Like,
so how about,
for
why don't you do that? Like, why isn't there a picture of you slamming a beer?
So I'll start putting that on the
this weekend. I'll do the Steeler. I'll do the I'll tell you what. Isn't it a 4:25 game?
Yes.
At 4:25 on Sunday, I'll do Facebook Live Pharrell on the Bench. I'll do it from the Pharrell Palatial. I will actually film my crazy kids and my crazy 100-pound vicious dog Boston, who will bite your face off and eat your hamburger. My dog will literally bowl over anyone. It's a powerful dog. You know who's afraid of my dog completely is High Heat.
Yeah, High Heat. Well, High Heat does not like the dog.
No one likes the dog. Your boy Vinny Fuego hates the dog. Wants to kill it with a shotgun and bury it in the backyard.
We could doubleheader them on Sunday too if they wanted Facebook Live from on the Bench. Me watching the Bills season go up in flames against the Dolphins.
Wait a minute. Are you going to be live at the? Are you going to be live at the Mob Bar? Will they allow video in the Mob Bar? I doubt it.
I plan on watching Bills Dolphins Sunday at my newly renovated
man cave,
basement man cave.
Can you do Facebook Live on Pharrell on the Bench?
I can. I have access to it.
So why don't you do that on Sunday, and then I'll
get
do
the early leg, and then you get the big game.
Why don't you do the second half of the Bills game, which would be, you know, an hour and a half.
Right, from 2:30 to 4.
Yeah, and then
like
I'll
that.
Do the Steeler game.
I think that this is good. We have some content.
So are you committing to this tonight on this very show? Coach Zim is writing this down in the Pharrell log. Are you actually committing to this?
Yeah, I think that
so
I
so there's not going to be any pulling out early.
No.
All right. There you go. Then we're going to Facebook Live this Sunday from various locations. The Carver High Man Cave and the Pharrell Palatial broadcasting from Steelers.
To see if the Bills season continues on after Sunday.
So this guy I know, my boy Luis, who I play basketball with, he went to Pittsburgh last week for the Ravens game. When was that? It was
Sunday night.
The Sunday night game. He went to that 39-38. He was there for that live. He drove to Pittsburgh to see that game. Can you believe that? So there you go. I would love to, you know what? I would love to go see the Steelers play in a Super Bowl again. I've seen that, I don't know, how should I say it, 7 times. But I'd like to, I'd rather be in Vegas. We'll be in Vegas the week of January 29th at the D Casino Hotel on Fremont Street, and our great affiliate 1140 in Vegas. That's my favorite thing to do every year, is go to Vegas for the Super Bowl week live, the opening of college football week live, and the this year, hopefully, we're going to close that deal while we're there, the March Madness trip, the quick turnaround, Carver High, from February 4th to a month later going for the basketball.
Won't be a quick turnaround for me.
You will not be attending that.
Well, Mafia's got to go again at some point.
Does Mafia still work here?
Yes.
Is that right? Is he still a part of this? I haven't seen him in a while. Where'd he go? Mexico on a drug run? I can't keep track of all your shenanigans. By the way, it's snowing ass muffins outside. I mean, it is absolutely, you can't even see. Did you know that you can't see?
I don't even want to think about it right now.
Conrad Dobler is on the line from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, I just saw High Heat texted me. Now, I got the video going here, so I don't know what he said to me, but I know that he's checked in.
That means he's listening.
And he's listening, and he is on the Brown, on a, what'll Brown do for you, because he's got shoulder surgery. He's in a lot of pain, so he has a couple sips of Brown. When it's snowing and cold out, he gets on his man slippers and his pipe, and then he hits that Brown a little bit, a couple of shots of Brown, and maybe a little stogie, and then he warms up by the fire with the misses.
Since I know he's listening, I should say thank you to him for the package that he sent me.
Oh, you got the High Heat family cop badge now, in case you're pulled over late at night for a car search.
Correct.
That will be avoided with the cop badge that you have now, all family and friends. Remember what they say. I always say to the cop, my brother-in-law is tapping my sister. That's my brother-in-law, High Heat, who has been with my sister for over 30 years, and what a great family they have. I love all of them dearly. And I'm not going to prison tonight because of it. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Because every time I get pulled over at night, I get harassed by the popo, and then they always play that game. Now, if you don't tell me what you got in the car, I can't help you. But if you tell me what you got in the car, I can help you. So, in other words, what you are is a fat-ass liar, and you're going to do me either way. That's what that is. Either way equals you lose. Cuff them, Dano. But the family and friends badge means... no wraparounds, officer friendly. You lose. Anyway, Conrad, sorry.
No, you're good. How are you doing tonight?
Thanks, dude. I'm turning the corner. My entire body is frozen with ice packs right now. I've been icing my feet and knees and my elbow for 4 hours, and I can't feel anything, and people are making fun of me, but that's okay because chicks dig me.
Well, that's good.
So what do you want to say?
Anyway... I just had a quick question. I am a diehard Chargers fan, and I was wondering what your thoughts were on I think we have a legit shot to make the playoffs, and if we do, do you think we have a chance to go at least to the championship game? I don't know about the Super Bowl, but at least the championship game. What do you think?
Well, I think they're the most dangerous team in the NFL right now. It's like every year there's always a team that gets hot and that plays really good football late in the season. And going into the playoffs, there's always that team, that it team that's got it, and they're winning, and they're it doesn't matter where they play, they're in every game, and they're getting it done, and they're finding a way to get a W. And I think the Chargers are that team this year, and I think they are definitely the team you don't want to play right now, you don't want to face right now. I think, frankly, the game Saturday night is their entire season. I think that if they win the game at Arrowhead, they will – they'll win the division, and then they'll go to the playoffs, and I think they'll do some damage. I think they can play with anybody. I think their receivers are sick. I think Phillip Rivers is a complete gunslinging badass. And, it's just unbelievable watching them every week. They've been destroying teams. I got to give them credit. I'm scared to death of them. You know, if you have to face that team right about now in the AFC playoffs, you're going to have your hands full. I mean, they beat the Bills, then they beat the Cowboys, then they beat, I think, the Browns, and then what, last week it was, I think, Washington, and they destroyed Washington. They destroyed the Cowboys. They destroyed the Bills. And if you think about it, early in the season, they started 0-4. Every one of their games was close. They lost to Denver, I think. They lost to to the Eagles in a game. Didn't they miss a field goal at the last second? So I think they missed three of the games. They missed field goals against the Dolphins and then I think the Eagles. And then so they were 0-4. All three of those four games were field goals to lose the game. And then, unless I'm mistaken, and then they rattled off three straight wins. Then they lost to the Pats and Jags, two playoff teams. And then they kicked everyone else's ass in the NFL. So... they've lost to the Chiefs already at home, and they got pummeled by them. So now they go to Arrowhead Saturday night, and I think their whole season is on the line. But I do believe they can beat the Jets and Raiders the last 2 weeks. But I think they actually, in my view, they really need to win this game at Arrowhead if they're to be considered, to win the division and to be as feared as I'm talking about them being. You know what I mean? I really think this is a huge game for them. They got to win this game. They can't lose to the Kansas City Chiefs twice and, in my view, expect to go anywhere. They got to beat them. They got to prove now that they're the deal. You know what I mean? That they're the real deal. 855-212-4227. Pick up the phone, dial it, dance, get on the air now with Pharrell and Bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Thursday night, Denver, Indy, terrible NFL game tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. Saturday, Chicago, Detroit, and the Bolts at Arrowhead against Kansas City. Sunday, Miami and Buffalo. Also, New England, Pittsburgh. We told you that we're working on Facebook.com/Pharrell on the Bench, Facebook Live broadcast from the Man Cave, Carver High Style, and the Pharrell Palatial for those two games, Miami, Buffalo, and New England, Pittsburgh. You got to get on PharrellOnABench.com for all my money lines and spreads and all my bowl picks. Don't steal those sheets. I got to get those back. You got to be on PharrellOnABench.com to get all the action. We got everything. Saturday, great college basketball, Notre Dame, Indiana, Cincinnati, UCLA, Oklahoma, Wichita State. tomorrow night, Lakers, Cavs, and many more. Also tomorrow night, Penguins, Pittsburgh's at Vegas. Friday, LA's at the New York at the Garden. That should be good. Every pick, every day, every sport, always on the board. Boxing, MMA, we give you everything, including daily fantasy rosters in hoops, hockey, and football that kill it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F as in football, E-R-R-A-L-L. PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard. Sign up today. So I got to tell you two things. One, I think Jacksonville's defense is absolutely Sid Vicious. I mean, just ferocious. The way they hit, tackle, they're intimidating. They are – did you see him, like, punch Seattle right in the mouth when Seattle tried to play all bully with him at the end of that game? Now, you can talk all you want about how ugly it got, the fight and in the stands and the fans throwing beers and everything at Jefferson. I get it. You're right about that. But the one thing is that they don't – they're not going to be intimidated. They're obviously interested in physicality. They're a very rough-and-tumble football team. They hit, they tackle, they're vicious – and they lay you out, and they're not afraid of you, and they want a street fight. So if that's what you want to bring to the table, good luck. They have the best defense in the NFL, hands down, right, going into the playoffs this year. So have fun playing them. Or do you think San Diego, I love Joey Bosa, what he's becoming out there for them. He's also a stud, stripping quarterbacks left and right. And I got to ask you this question. Is Baker Mayfield the heir apparent to Philip Rivers out in San Diego or in Los Angeles for the Chargers? Because he's, you know, obviously somebody's going to pick him up. And he may be only 6 foot, but he's a tough customer, tough cookie. A lot of people said to me they'd love to see him in New York after Eli Manning because he's a attitude guy with a, you know, big mouth and a tough guy, thinks he can handle anything. Where do you see him going? Could you see him going to the Chargers?
I've seen him. I've started to look at a couple because now's the season, you know this, where all the mock drafts start coming out. Everybody starts doing the mock drafts.
Right.
I've seen Baker Mayfield as high as 2 on mock drafts, and then I've seen him as high, as low as, you know, 29, 30 in the first round.
Right.
So I think that he could go anywhere. I do think that the Chargers are eventually going to have to get into that heir apparent to Philip
right.
Rivers type of mode. But, man, he still looks good this year. I don't think it's – I don't know if next year is going to be when he's going to start to decline, but he's played really well, especially in this stretch of this winning streak for them.
Are you afraid of the Jaguars in the NFL playoffs? Like, let's say Buffalo gets in and you got to play them.
Well, listen, if I'm playing in a playoff game, I'm not going to
care. You don't
care. I haven't seen one in 18
years. But you will care when the game happens.
When we get to that week and it's going to – obviously, when I look at it and line them up, that's not a team that – they play physical. They play kind of the way that we play. We play run game and trying to play physical. So it's a little bit the same style as us right now. I can't stand their coach, but other than
that,
I'm
rooting
for them.
He was your coach. That's why you don't like him.
Well, not only that, it's the way he left us.
Right.
You know, he walked out the
door.
So
you think
they're,
but you think they're actually that's a game you'd like, is that you're not afraid of them?
No, I would take them.
Let's go first to David in Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio on the Jocks.
Hey, Pharrell, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
What's shaking, Dave? How's everything?
I'm doing well. Love the show. How about that shot of Jack with a beer back?
Can we get him a shot of beer, puke? I got you.
All right. Thank you, man. I just got a quick question. If you were upper management with Green Bay, would you take a chance on Rodgers coming back with the fact that if he gets hit again and goes out, I mean, you've lost your franchise quarterback. I mean,
yeah,
I know you want to play.
Well, I don't think that, first of all, he wants to play, and he's going to do whatever he wants because he runs the team. I don't buy for 1 minute that McCarthy tells him what to do anymore. Those days are over. Aaron Rodgers runs the Packers, and that Ted Thompson, everybody hates his guts to begin with, right? Isn't that about the gist of it? So here's the deal. He's going to play because he's ready, and they're going to put him in there. And if he gets hurt again, that's it. Season over, and he'll be back next year. That's what will happen. If he re-breaks it, that'll be that, and he'll come back next year, and there'll be plenty of time to get ready. First of all, I'm not a believer in training camp. I think it's a waste of time, and all it is a month and a half for everybody to get injured and cost themselves a season. So I would never play a guy like Aaron Rodgers in the preseason to save my ass, ever. I'd never even let him on the football field. In fact, I'd make him wear a hat and wear street clothes on the sidelines so we're sure he's not going in the game ever. Ever. I'd never let the guy near the field. That guy does not need to warm up for anything. He's a badass. He can gunsling whenever he wants. He can step on the field. He'll step on the field a Sunday and sling it all over the place. He's going to do whatever he wants. I think, you know, obviously he knows his body and he knows he's ready to go. So, I mean, let's get it on. No mercy. What am I going to do, worry about him all day? I know he's not going to worry. He's just going to go out and play. I got injured really bad, broke my hand in five places, wore a cast forever, couldn't even move my hand, couldn't do anything with it. And then one day I started playing with the cast on, and then one day I just took it off and played, and I've been playing ever since without it. One day you just say, it's time. It's time to go. Let's go. There's nothing you can do about it. He's going to do what he does.
I wouldn't play him.
So you wouldn't play him at all?
I don't believe with three games left in the season and them being in really a hard spot to make the playoffs, even if they won all their games. I just don't see
the benefit either, but, you know, that's why we're doing radio shows. They don't care what we think, and they're going to do whatever they think, and he's going to do whatever he thinks.
I think that he pushed this through.
Yeah.
I think that he's the one that
I would agree with that.
Pushed to play.
He's the one that said, I'm playing, and they listened to him. He's the franchise.
I mean, they took the, whatever it was, the test on him on Monday morning, and then all of a sudden Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, he puts a thing out on Instagram. He was pushing to make it happen.
And he got his way, and that's that.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, it's time to answer the Ask the Bros question of the night brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question is it the Tim guy in Atlanta?
Timothy.
I got Timothy. Is this one? It's not. That's the right one?
Yes.
All right. So Tim in Atlanta writes me. He says, Pharrell, I'm a fight fan. I don't know if you saw Jeff Horn retain his belt in the early hours of Wednesday. Is that about right? Jeff Horn fought this guy, Gary Corcoran.
When?
And yesterday morning, like in Australia. So it was like the next day or whatever. So it was like at 3 in the morning, like last night, after we got off work, right? So he beat him with a TKO in the 11th round. And now... Timothy writes, he's supposed to fight your boy Crawford next. So Terrence Bud Crawford, who is notorious on the bench. He's, very famous. Every time he comes on the bench, a lot happens. He gets quite a response here. Very funny guy. He's going to fight. Apparently, Bob Arum said Horn's stunning rise in boxing in 2017 has caught the eye of Crawford, and a date for the Paris fight is likely to be confirmed in short notice. He'll move on now to Terrence Crawford, the mandatory contender, Arum declared. We will be announcing the fight in the biggest arena in Las Vegas in April. So... the bottom line is he's going to get his ass beat by Terrence Crawford. That's what's going to happen to Jeff Horn. There you go. There you go, Timothy. How do you like them apples? Can we send Timothy in Atlanta a case of absolutely nothing?
You get nothing.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. When it gets cold out there, you mean like tonight when it's snowing ass? And 20 degrees here in New York, your vehicle needs extra attention. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need to keep your vehicle in fighting shape for the cold weather ahead. From choosing the right antifreeze for your engine to replacing your windshield wiper blades, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Now, Carver, hi. I have to ask you, last night, what did you think the... mystery splotches were on my car. What the hell was that?
Yeah, that was weird. We went out to the car last night, and you had some kind of substance.
Acid rain.
All over your car. And, of course...
5 million splotches.
Despite the fact that it was 2:30 in the morning, you thought you were so concerned by it that you stopped at the car wash uptown.
24-hour car wash.
And made sure to get it taken care of.
You don't know that place on 48th Street? It rocks. Have you ever seen that place? There's a place on the West Side Highway, literally right as you're leaving or coming into New York City. And you know why I know about that? Because I used to work on 48th when I was on Howard Stern. That was it. I used to make that left every day right on 48th Street, and it's right on the corner. There's a 24-hour car wash. So I went in there. These guys are just smoking dope at like 3 in the morning. I mean, it is just anything could happen to you in this car wash. I mean, it is late night, and there is some serious action going on there. So I went in there and got it washed. But that was, what did you think it was, acid? What was that on my car? There was 5 million splotches of acid rain, maybe.
It was very strange.
Did you notice no other car had it?
No other car.
What was that about?
You could have been singled out.
Someone did it on purpose to me. Someone came by and threw a big, giant, like, bucket of paint on my car.
You know what? LeVar Ball was in town last night for the Knick Laker game.
He may have heard the show and come over and thrown paint on my car. Acid. Told you 34C got hit today with her car. I got hit with a bucket of acid last night. What'd you think of Michael Pineda getting a 2-year deal from the Twinkies?
He's a stiff.
Stiff. Get out of Dodge. Stiff.
I think he's pitching this year anyways.
He had Tommy John. Like, what are they thinking? Here, let's sign a guy to a $10 million deal that can't even pitch.
They're signing him for the year after.
What did you think? Oh, there you go. What did you think of Marcell Ozuna and going to the Cardinals? It's not exactly Giancarlo Stanton.
He's a really good player, though. He's a good player.
Scott Boras on the Marlins. We've seen one of our MLB jewelry stores become a pawn shop. Says the MLB blew it on vetting process on the sale of the club.
I feel bad for Christian Yelich. They're saying they're not going to trade him.
That they're going to keep him?
Yeah, which makes no sense.
I heard they were shopping him.
After they traded Ozuna today, they said they plan on keeping Yelich.
So he's going to be their star player that no one's going to pay to go see play. Tigers trade Ian Kinsler to the Angels. Do you believe, I think Ian Kinsler's finished. How's that sound? He had his worst year ever. At 35, he fell off a cliff. Did he not? How about this? Now available at the Nugget in Vegas. 2018 regular season only. Stanton Judge over under 86.5 total home runs, Carver High.
Over.
Stanton Judge Sanchez over under 115.5 total
over.
Home runs. Stanton Judge over under 335.5 total strikeouts.
Over.
Jose Canseco loses his analyst job.
I will walk to the Nugget while we're out there, by the way, and go play something on one of those three.
On all three.
At least one of them.
Well, I think we need to go bet on all three.
That's fine. We could do that.
Canseco loses his analyst job on NBC Sports California. They've cut ties with the former A slugger with a string of inappropriate tweets. A lot of sexual assault allegations going on against high-profile male sports entertainment figures across the country. Canseco took to Twitter in a highly sensitive issue and made some stupid comments. He said that he had been molested by women, allegedly, and that it was kind of a turn-on, and that women coming forward with allegations are, quote, racist against ugly men, end quote. That is attributed to Jose Canseco. What is going on with all these politicians molesting women? I've been molested by several women and never complained, end quote. Quote, well, I mean, I've been beaten by women, taken advantage of by women, and molested by women. I never complained, but it was kind of a turn-on, end quote. Quote, I see the difference, I guess, because I was good looking and these politicians look like a bag of boogers, end quote. Oh, no. And quote, these women complaining about sexual misconduct are just racist against ugly men, end quote. And it took all of one day and they fired him. Boom. The Pacers will host the 2021 NBA All-Star Game. Very excited for Indianapolis there, Carver High.
Can't wait to watch that one.
Yeah. I don't watch any of those stupid games. There you go. Let me see. Do I got everything? I really don't believe they're going to trade Paul George. Do you believe that? The Thunder going to trade him already?
Yes.
Wow. First NBA player in NBA history with at least 35 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 5 three-pointers made in a game. Who do you think that is?
I know who it is, so it's not
the
fair.
Zinger.
The Zinger.
Remember Chris Gatling? Do you remember he played for the Warriors?
I do remember him.
2 years ago, the former NBA All-Star Chris Gatlin was charged with fraud, aggravated identity theft, and forgery. He was accused of running a network of online businesses that illegally charged people's credit cards without them knowing about it. Yesterday, he was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Ouch. NBA to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did you see who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Bon Jovi.
Very weak class this year.
The Cars, Dire Straits, the Moody Blues, Rosetta Tharpe, and Bon Jovi.
Whatever. At least I don't have to watch
Nina that Simone. All the jazzy, soulful Simone. Also a first-time nominee. Was a leader in pushing for civil rights and influenced the likes of Alicia Keys. The Cars, founded in Boston in 76. There you go. And then, of course, Bon Jovi, first nominated in 2011 again this year, have sold more than 120 million albums and launched number one hits with Living on a Prayer, You Give Love a Bad Name, Bad Medicine, and I'll Be There for You, Carver High.
Definitely not a Carver High favorite.
Greg in Detroit, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Scotty, I just want to let you know how much of a fan I am of yours. A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I also love the fact that your interaction with Carver High and Mafia. So, like I said, I've been a huge fan of yours.
Very popular, Carver High and Mafia. Mafia is so popular, he's been drinking tequila in Mexico like a rock star for a week.
Well, he's enjoying himself. And that's good. As I've said before, a huge fan of yours. I love the fact that you're not afraid to go after teams, players, and management. I wish you'd go after the Lions in Michigan because we got some issues here in Detroit. But the question that I've always wanted to ask you, I've been wanting to ask you this for the last 20 years, and I never had the guts to pick up the phone and call you. Do you believe in your heart of hearts drugs is what killed Len Bias?
I mean, yeah, I think he overdosed on cocaine. I mean, what do you think killed him?
I thought it might have been a heart ailment as it was, you know, first reported.
Yeah, I think it was, I mean, they did an autopsy and found all kinds of cocaine in his system. So he may have had a heart ailment, perhaps. I don't remember exactly to this second, but I know for a fact when they did the autopsy, right, they found all kinds of cocaine in him. There you go. Like, what did that just come out of left field? What? Where did that come from? Over the Green Monster? Where did that come from, that question? How depressing was that at the end of the night as I'm going to walk out into 5 inches of snow? Now Carver High wants me to pull over and get an eight ball on the way home after hearing that story. Tom in Charlotte.
Hey, man, what's up?
Yo.
Hey, I have a question. How far do you think the Panthers will go this year in the playoffs?
I mean, I think they're a good team. I'm not, like, overwhelmed by them. I'm not, you know, feeling as though they're the best team in the NFC. But I'll say this. You know, I kind of think the Vikings and Saints are you know, in my view, better overall. But I think Cam Newton's very dangerous. And I certainly think that with Carson Wentz's injury, I'm not buying the Eagles anymore without him. I'm not buying the Foles thing. So I'd actually give them more of a shot, actually, even than them. I don't like the whole lose your superstar quarterback and then you're going to go win the Super Bowl without him type game plan. I'm not for that. We all saw what happened with Derek Carr last year. Bad things happen when you lose your star player going into the playoffs. I got to tell you. Now, I think Foles can do a good job. I still think they're a really good football team. But without, honestly, I believe a star quarterback, I believe the star quarterbacks will be playing in the Super Bowl. And it won't be some backup. I hate to say it, but I believe that. Rick in North Carolina.
Hey, brother, what's up?
Yo.
Hey, not much, man. If you don't get that eight ball, just go ahead and get the quarter. And you douche. Hey, you got really high up on my boy from Cheeseland playing this weekend against the Panthers. Going to be a QB, and like he was going to run all over him and sling it all over the yard. Like it was two guys in the backyard just playing two and touch. You know,
yeah.
And
I don't know. I think he's talking about Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to be fine. Like what? All of a sudden he doesn't know how to play football? That guy could throw touchdown passes in his sleep, right? So, So anyway, I had to erase half of that because it was so offensive. Listen, I work at the Vatican. Can we not, like, forget that? Like, so this isn't, I'm not on satellite radio. I've been here for 6 years, right? Is this not about 6 years, Carver High? How long have you been with me? 7 years? And then you just can't come in here with all the foul language and off-the-cuff, dirty comments. It just doesn't work. By the way, we're all lawyers. You didn't know that? That's what we do in here. All of us have gone to law school so that we could get our law degree so we can determine what's filthy and obscene and indecent and offensive here on the Vatican Radio Network. Does that cover it, Carver High? So tomorrow night we got a horrible NFL game, and we got a good NBA slate, and we got a great hockey game with Pittsburgh and Vegas. At least I hope it's a great game. I don't think the Penguins have been playing good hockey, but Fleury against the Penguins, his old team, that's interesting enough to draw me in.
Islanders Blue Jackets tomorrow night.
What a thrill that'll be for you. We have two shows left for the year. That's it, Thursday and Friday night. You'll want to tune in. Hopefully the phones will work tomorrow. For Coach Zimmer and Carver, I am Pharrell. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.